This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. When I want to know what's going on in the world of food, I listen to SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're journeying back to Napa Valley, and we are speaking with the members of Team USA 2025, who their next step on the road to Lyon, France for the Bocuse d'Or International Culinary Competition is the Americas Competition, for the first time happening in the United States in the great food town of New Orleans. And that is coming up on June 12th and 13th. And we're rejoined by head chef Stephanie DePalma and her commis Bradley Waddle. Bringing Bradley into the conversation here. Bradley, this has to be kind of a big change of pace for you. You've had a lot of mentors along the way since you were selected as commis. You're working with some outstanding culinary talent. If you can distill it into one piece of advice, what is the one best piece of advice you've gleaned along the way thus far? I'm sure there's a lot more coming.
There definitely is. I've been very fortunate to have a lot of very distinguished mentors along the way. I definitely have grown a lot throughout this process, but there was one piece that definitely stuck with me. Thomas Keller, obviously very well-known chef around the world, told me early on just to not be afraid and reiterated that multiple times. It seems very simple, but you really can do a lot more if you are afraid. This competition is a really big deal, and there is an amount of fear involved with joining a competition at this caliber, but not being afraid has definitely pushed me a long way.
Chef Bradley, I would say I would be very intimidated, but I think that's a sage piece of advice from Chef Keller. And we all have a lot to learn from him, because as a lot of our listeners may not know Bradley. We know who Thomas Keller is if you're at all into the culinary arts. But he came from a very humble background in terms of his journey to become the chef of the caliber that he is. He washed a lot of dishes in his time, so that's good to know. Stephanie, bringing you back into the conversation, we talked about half of what you're going to be doing at the Americas Competition, that being the theme on a platter. And as you say, that's the showstopper, and definitely pretty intense with wild boar, and then two side dishes of alligator sausage and grits. I got to see that to believe that. But then you also do a theme on a plate. Can you tell us about that one and what the ingredients are?
Yeah, of course. So for the competition, the theme on plate is served basically 30 minutes before the platter is served. So that dish, they want it to be kind of a restaurant-style dish. And what we've seen in previous regional competitions is that they try to highlight a native ingredient from the region or the country or city that's hosting the competition. So since we'll be in New Orleans, Louisiana, there's a huge focus on seafood, and we are tasked with preparing a dish using whole shrimp, murder point oysters, and lumped crab meat.
Now, Stephanie, I'm assuming that murder point oysters are something that is local to the Gulf there. For those of us that are not particularly familiar with a murder point oyster, can you give us any of the characteristics? Are there some different flavor characteristics? What's been your experience thus far? Because I know you've been training with them.
Right. They are, I'm used to like Japanese oysters or Pacific Northwest, so where they're a little smaller, brighter. Gulf oysters are a little larger, and they're like kind of buttery, I guess, not as salty as Japanese oysters are. So we're really having fun with that product, and Murder Point Company has been really great to work with.
Sounds intriguing. Now, of course, when you're talking about New Orleans, Stephanie, I mean, the dining out scene there is very important. And the one thing that's fun about being in New Orleans, if you're with people for breakfast, the conversation then is going to be, and where are you going to be having lunch? And if you're having lunch, it's where are you going for dinner? And I mean, they're serious about their food. Now, I understand for the America's competition, the honorary president is none other than, Mr. New Orleans restaurateur, chef extraordinaire, Emeril Lagasse. What is your interaction going to be with Emeril? How do you understand what his role is in all of this? Other than, of course, he is certainly the best-known chef in New Orleans.
Sure. So Chef Emeril will be presiding over – he's kind of he'll be presiding over the competition. So he's really the spokesperson for New Orleans and what it's bringing to the competition. And he's hosting all of the chefs that are coming. Hopefully we'll be able to, eat at one of his restaurants and meet his team, because I know they're probably all working so hard to get this competition organized, and they'll all probably be really involved with it. So hopefully we'll be able to have a good chat with him and spend some time with him. But I know he'll probably be very busy.
Stephanie, as you and Bradley are going to be, and he doesn't have to worry about competing. You know, he's kind of been there and done that. Have you spent much time in New Orleans previously?
Neither of us have ever been, but we're very excited to go. And I think on the top of our list to try is, quintessential Café du Monde for some beignets and pastries.
Now, the coffee with chicory isn't that high on the list that the beignets make it before.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, definitely Café du Monde is quite an experience. And I think what's interesting is over the years, they have actually developed a packaged beignet that you can actually buy over the counter. It's a packaged mix is what I was referring to. And interestingly enough, some restaurants in other parts of the country, because having beignets on your dessert menu outside of New Orleans, it seems to run hot and cold, but it seems to be back in favor right now. And there are restaurants that actually do use the Café du Monde mix. So, definitely something kind of fun. Any other food item in New Orleans that you're particularly interested in experiencing in your downtime? And that probably will be after Tuesday. Am I right about that, Stephanie? I think you're pretty engaged otherwise.
Right. I think we're going to keep it.
And that would be Wednesday. Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to keep it pretty casual on the days leading up to competition. But, hopefully when all goes well, we'll be able to celebrate a little bit. I don't know, Bradley, is there anything that you're really looking forward to trying?
Yeah. I mean, definitely Emeril Lagasse's restaurants are big on the list. I mean, Nina Compton is out there as well. She's got some restaurants that I'd love to visit if we've got time, but our focus is definitely on the competition during that week.
I think in terms of some of the headliners in New Orleans, I think it's hard to have a bad meal there, Bradley, but I think you've certainly zeroed in on some that are, definitely worthy of recognition. And, I think it's wonderful in terms of, you both not having been there before, that this is going to be your introduction to New Orleans. We're definitely going to need to talk post-competition to get some of your reactions. And I mean, we'll definitely do that because, of course, we want to talk about the results. And we're definitely in the field that Team USA is going to move on from New Orleans, but as in any competition, you take nothing for granted. But as I say, I will be interested in what your observations are about visiting New Orleans for a couple days. When do you actually leave?
So I will leave a week from today, so Saturday, and then the rest of the team will leave the following day, Monday, and then we'll spend... they'll leave Sunday, and then Monday we'll spend kind of in kitchen space, really unpacking what we've shipped and brought with us, and then getting organized for competition day.
So, you're really not in advance, a whole lot of time. I mean, that's, again, you talk about the pressure, Stephanie, building. That's kind of a quick turnaround there.
It is. We're doing a lot of preparation here in Napa to make that transition very smooth. We've kind of planned it very, very specifically so we don't have a lot of downtime there, so we can really just focus on the competition.
I got it. Now, Stephanie, we asked Bradley the question, but we're going to ask you that same question. You know, obviously, in terms of your background and in training, you know, you're an accomplished chef coming into this, but you've been around some superstars for the last 6 months. I mean, anyone from the Thomas Keller Restaurant Group, and there's obviously more than that. Is there one piece of advice that you've gotten from your mentors that really stands out at this point? Bradley gave us a very good one, but I bet you might have one in your right pocket, too.
Food delicious.
Stephanie, I'm sorry. Did you hear the question?
My one piece of advice is make the food delicious.
Oh, I'm sorry. We lost the first part of that. So got it. Got it. Make the food delicious. Now, before we run out of time, I'd like for you to mention to our listening audience one more time, there is an opportunity through the Bocuse d'Or's America's competition and also endorsed by the Mentor BKB Foundation, which basically is underwriting what Team USA does for foodies, culinary aficionados, to be able to visit New Orleans and actually see the competition and, of course, root on Team USA 2025. Stephanie, where do our listeners get those details?
The Bocuse d'Or website, there is a tab for Americas, and there will be links there for to join as either a visitor, supporter, or even like a VIP if it's a professional chef that wants a code. They submit their email address, and that's where they can reserve tickets.
Stephanie and Bradley, our good thoughts and wishes are with you. Come that Wednesday of competition, coming up on June the 12th in New Orleans. It is the America's competition for the Bocuse d'Or International Culinary Competition. 9 teams are competing for 5 places to go on to Lyon in January of 2025. And in short, go Team USA. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're journeying on to Long Beach. It is the start of Long Beach Cambodian Restaurant Week. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Give us a minute.